The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 23, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel reiterated his country's willingness to build a respectful and civilized relationship with the United States, commenting on Twitter on a meeting held the day before in this capital with the U.S. interfaith co-organization Pastors for Peace, the president said that neither the blockade, interference, or misinformation will stop Cuba's efforts to achieve that purpose. In his message, Díaz-Canel described the members of that group as ambassadors of solidarity and friendship. On Monday, in a meeting with more than 70 members of the 31st edition of these caravans, the president said that Cuba is ready for a civilized coexistence in conditions of equality, respect for sovereignty, independence, and without interference in internal affairs. The promotion of alliances between suppliers of goods and services and companies is part of the goals of the trade fair for tourism suppliers that kicked off in the center of Holguín in eastern Cuba. State entities and around 19 forms of non-state management come together to promote the exploitation of local resources, increase the portfolio of suppliers, and provide solutions to internal needs without having to resort to imports. Gabriel Perez, commercial specialist of the Holguín Las Tunas delegation of the Chamber of Commerce, explained to Prensa Latina that the meeting also proposes a space for the broadest and most varied negotiation in order to achieve effective articulation between economic actors with tourism. The Cuba-Turkey Friendship Association, José Martí, is conducting a solidarity campaign to send the Cuban people medical supplies needed in the vaccination against COVID-19. We will supply syringes, masks, probes, and medical gloves to Cuba in the context of the campaign entitled Solidarity is Stronger Than the Blockade, said members of the organization on Monday in Ankara. The campaign states, despite being exposed to a blockade for more than 60 years, condemned by the United Nations as a crime against humanity, Cuba continues to survive and fight. It is known that in the past, methods such as actual invasion attempts, bomb and chemical attacks were also used, and today, the U.S. blockade continues to target the independence, sovereignty, and other achievements of the Cuban people, the appeal states. And in the international agenda, we have that Pope Francis expresses virtual closeness to those affected by the tragic incident that occurred in the U.S. city of Waukesha, the Holy See informed. The Supreme Pontiff expresses condolences for the victims of the recent massacre in the state of Wisconsin through a telegram sent by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, to the Archbishop of Milwaukee, Monsignor Jerome Edward Listecki. The Holy Father commends the souls of the deceased to the loving mercy of Almighty God and implores the divine gifts of healing and consolation for the wounded and afflicted, said the text signed by Paroli. Meanwhile, Petrobal of the Baal Fieldwood Energy ENP Mexico Group reported that it began the oil and gas commercial production in the Ichalkil and Pococh fields off the coast of Campeche. The company issued a statement explaining that the group invested over $1.2 billion in exploration, construction, and reconditioning of required infrastructure during the first phase of the project in order to secure production. The commercial extraction became a reality once the safety requirements established by Petróleos Mexicanos, Pemex, were implemented and fulfilled. According to the statement, the reconditioning of the existing infrastructure was needed to launch the operation, which proves the good cooperation between Pemex and private companies to the benefit of Mexico. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.